got a rocker. All you gotta do is trunk that truck. When you're a hunting trucker, if you can't turn a profit, then you're out of luck. It's for the mug that we fly all over the space. Point to the light, it's crossed at a hell of a pace. Just turn the wheel and keep that smile on your face. Maybe someday soon you'll be a top trucker.
Good evening. This is the moment in the show at which you would normally be regaled by the dulcet tones of Buck Naked. However, we noticed a buck-shaped hole, sorry, that sounds ruder than I'd intended, in the production office earlier today, and we realised that he was missing. Don't worry, in the office we were all practising social distancing. I, for example, never admit to my friends that I know any of these people. After reassuring myself that there are no problems with getting sake via the postal service, I decided to contact Lacon Spaceways, since Buck always says that he's their spokesman. They claimed never to have heard of him and have asked that I pass them his whereabouts, as they have some lawyers who apparently would like to speak to him. I was left scratching my head, other parts of my anatomy, though not with the same finger, and I certainly didn't touch my face. And eventually I did manage to track Mr. Naked down to a locked room in the far reaches of Hutton Orbital. Apparently, I'd say apparently because the exchange that followed was muffled by the aforementioned locked door, Buck had been getting fed up with how long his hair was growing, so he got one of his girlfriends to shave him all over. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a lot of work for one person. He really is a hairy individual. But Buck says that all of his girlfriends have the necessary stamina, and at least she got enough material to make a decent winter coat. He says that he's been working very hard recently, which explained why he fell asleep during the operation. And unfortunately, despite instructions to leave little Buck well alone, the so-called barber of Brazil was extremely thorough, leaving good old Buck looking like a cross between a plucked turkey and a relief map of Central Europe. And he's complaining of a wind whistling through his Balkans. We will have to await Buck's return, at least until he's moved past the designer stubble phase, so that he can safely walk without the risk of his inner thighs setting him on fire. But in the interim, he has passed us a list of the commanders for whom a mention should be made. You have to forgive me, the list is written in Buck's peculiar scrawl. Cue the music! The farthest jumper this week is Commander Bowl of Petunias, with a total of 71,426 light-years, which incidentally is the distance that will be covered if you laid all of Buck's shaven hair end-to-end. Biggest trucking trucker, at least that's what I think the note says, was Commander Mindwipe. Now, that's definitely not what it says. With a total of 65,542 tons of cargo bought, but 66,268 tons sold, which makes me think there may be some accounting irregularities there. Our top mission runner this week was a commander that's new to our lists, Commander St. John Hawk, with a total of 872 points. Welcome to Hutton's Top Trucker, Commander. Tearing up the Don's Pirates. Once more is Commander Mesa Curin, who earned more than 61.5 million credits from doing so. I bet the Dom will be quaking in his sequin slippers after that. Taking the Hutton sightseeing bus for a spin this week was Commander Lilith Silver, who managed to take what has to be described as a modest 294 passengers around the galaxy. Must be because everyone's on lockdown. Stay at home! As for the Hutton high-speed run, master of his craft, see what I did there, is still Commander Brett Riverboat, who holds the record of 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 31 seconds. The fastest in April, was Commander Thomason in 1 hour, 23 minutes and 54 seconds. Guess he must have stopped off to take some pictures. And our fastest run so far in May is by Commander Malice XR3 in 1 hour, 24 minutes and 3 seconds. Hell, Buck records this. Are you listening to these figures thinking, I could do better than that? Well, all you need to do is go to the website hot.forthemug.com and download or register for the Hutton Helper and fly further with more cargo, do more missions, carry more passengers, or get to Hutton faster. And you too can have your name read out on this radio show. And at the very same time, if you haven't already got one, you'll earn a Hutton decal, which you can display on each and every one of your ships and SRVs. I am contractually obliged to say that Hutton Top Trucker, though allegedly not buck naked, is brought to you by Lacon Spaceways, the only ships in the galaxy to have a wardrobe on every ship marked Mr. Buck Naked that is permanently empty.